The weeks surrounding Easter are generally some of the busiest for Canyonlands National Park, but due to closures surrounding the coronavirus, the Red Rocks are empty following the March 28th closure from the National Park Service.
When we kind of got notification of the shutdown, we were just kind of gearing up. We had started doing river trips. We were about 3 days into doing our one-day river trip here, and then we got the notification they were going to close all the hotels. At that point, we basically shut down.
Jason Taylor is the Utah Operations Manager for Western River Expeditions and the Moab Adventure Center. He says almost every business in Moab is geared toward the tourism industry, and how long it takes for businesses to recover will depend on how long the shutdowns last.
You know, we all want to do what's best for the community, and we got two different things going on of this pandemic that has the possibility of making a lot of people really sick and killing some of these people, but then you have the financial part of it that people are trying to wade through and try to figure out. The slow death of no money coming in is pretty scary as well.
Since the state's Mighty Five marketing campaign was started in 2013, tourism to Utah's state and national parks has become a billion-dollar industry, with a large percentage going to wages and job creation. But since the shutdowns, Taylor says many businesses, including Western River Expeditions, have had to lay off much of the staff, as not only are guests canceling reservations, the Bureau of Land Management has suspended all commercial business operations within the last week.
A lot of our workforce has been laid off, you know, just because I don't need bus drivers. Our off-road drivers, our river shuttle drivers, our river guides aren't working, you know, our canyoneering guide aren't working. So there have been quite a few layoffs just because we don't have any business.
Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.